Committee on Budget to order for July 6, 2005. I'd like to welcome former Senator John Minnis to the building. Good to see you, sir. Appreciate you attending our convivial little conference here. First item on the agenda will be possible reconsideration and work session on House Bill 2120A. The chair is going to request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2120 was reported out to the Senate floor in order to consider conflict amendments. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2120 was reported out to the Senate floor. Senator Bates?
I move to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2120 was reported out to the Senate floor.
Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Bill is back before the committee. We'll fix that and get it back out here in a few days.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bates.
House Bill 2120A would increase fees for aggregate or mineral mining permits. The bill passed through the full committee of the Senate Special Committee on Budget on July 1st. The A-7 amendments need to be adopted to resolve conflicts. I move House Bill 2120A be amended with the A-7 amendments and report out due pass as amended.
Objections? None. Good. Work session, Senate Bill 5538, Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. Senator Gordley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, Senate Bill 5538 is the budget bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. This agency is responsible for developing and maintaining standards for employment and providing training to over 36,000 public safety professionals and volunteers. The Public Safety Memorial Fund is also administered by this agency. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends a budget of $38.5 million total funds and $8.5 million general fund. This budget grows by 65% from the 2003-05 budget, driven by three major factors: the opening of the new facility in Salem, scheduled for July 2006, the increased debt service for this new $75 million facility, and the planned expansion of the basic law enforcement training from 10 to 16 weeks. The subcommittee approved packages totaling over $4.5 million relating to the operation of the new facility, including the food service and housekeeping costs of the growing number of students. An additional 23 positions were added for the operation of the new facility and the expanded agency, including maintenance personnel, financial staff, groundskeepers, and others required to operate the new facility. Another set of packages totaling $2.6 million and 26 positions were approved to implement the expanded basic law enforcement training. There will be significant roll-up costs in 2007-09 given the timing of the opening of the new facility and the expansion to the 16-week training schedule to start in January 2007. Regional training fire personnel were increased by this budget, restoring reductions made in the past two biennia to these programs. The subcommittee reversed the governor's proposal to fund all programs formerly financed with criminal fines and assessment, or CFAA revenues, with general fund. Under this budget, only the $8.5 million required for the debt service is financed with general fund, with the remaining programs funded with CFAA, fire insurance premium tax, and fee revenue. The subcommittee included two budget notes which instruct the agency to report to the emergency board on its progress in integrating the state police recruit training into the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training basic law enforcement training. The agency is also to report on its curriculum development for the new 16-week course, specifically for certain critical decision-making skills, as well as the development of a strategic plan for advanced regional training and basic training for all covered disciplines. And, Mr. Chair, because this agency, as it expands, is taking on such critical work in the public safety law enforcement arena, I think it's important that we understand the content of the two budget notes that I've referenced. This agency, under the leadership of Director Menace, is now poised to move training into the 21st century. And so the two budget notes are as follows. First, the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training is directed to complete the 16-week police training curriculum and fully integrate the Oregon State Police recruit training into the DPSST Basic Police Academy no later than January 1, 2007. The DPSST and the Oregon State Police are to report to the Emergency Board no later than October 15, 2006. Progress on the integration of the Oregon State Police recruit training into the basic DPSST Police Academy training. The second budget note reads, the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training is to report to the Emergency Board no later than October 15, 2006 on the following. Progress on curriculum development for the new 16-week training course, specifically in critical decision-making and perishable skills, subject matters, areas such as use of force, pursuit driving, diffusing hostilities, responding to persons with mental illness, progress on curriculum development for first responders to acts of terrorism, solo officer response, gang recognition, use of lethal force, major injury accident investigation, cultural awareness and diversity in both the agency hiring and recruitment of new public safety officers, completion of the Salem facility, including overall project cost, cost drivers, and value engineering decisions utilized in completing the project, and then four, the move from the Western Oregon University site to the New Salem Academy, including an update of the deliberations relating to financial obligations of DPSST that may be payable to Western Oregon University for moving prior to the term of the lease. And then five, the development of a strategic plan for maximizing training delivery to public safety agencies throughout Oregon in both advanced regional training and the basic academies for all covered disciplines. Mr. Chairman, the Public Safety Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5538 be amended and reported out to pass.
Any discussion? Any objections? Yes, Senator Wesley.
One comment, Mr. Chair. I would sincerely like to thank the subcommittee chair on bringing this before us, and thank Director Menace. For all of us that are sitting up here, with the exception of Senator Carter, we have been talking about this since any of us have been in the legislature. And this is finally now, for the first time, coming to fruition. So thank you for your diligence, your efforts, and your creativity, and finally allowing this long overdue step to be taken.
I appreciate those comments, Mr. Chair. I would just say to all of us that although we're moving to 16 weeks, and that's long overdue, we will still be below the national standard, the national training standard, which is 22 or 23 weeks. And so that will remain as a challenge. And if you will just reflect on the list that I read, the list of what is being added to the academy in terms of training content, we should all be asking ourselves the question that Senator Westland has alluded to, what took us so long, and also remember that the men and women who perform these responsibilities, they're professionals. And they deserve to have all of the tools necessary to perform their responsibilities in service to Oregonians. This is not one of those areas where we want to look for cuts, but we need to be looking at enhancements. And I would just lastly say that it's been a pleasure to work with the department, Director Menes, and all the staff, and most certainly the committee, Senator Devlin, Senator Winters, and crafting the budget before you.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Objections? Seeing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5581, Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5581 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. This agency is responsible for overseeing Oregon's statewide land use planning system. It is also the lead agency for coordinating the state's response to ballot measure 37, which was passed by voters in November of 2004. Subcommittee and natural resources approved a total budget of $18.4 million and 67.96 FTE. This funding level is about a 20% increase over the 2003-05 legislatively approved budget, and a 3.3% increase over the governor's budget. The subcommittee modified and improved policy package related to a review of the state's 30-year-old land use planning system. In addition, the subcommittee added $1.5 million general fund and 9 positions to provide resources to the agency to process Measure 37 claims for compensation. Even with these resources, the subcommittee noted that the agency may need to request additional funding and positions from the emergency board if the number of claims filed continues to grow. Claims have increased from an average of 67 per month at the beginning of the session to about 110 per month currently. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect the lower PERS and attorney general rates. The subcommittee also reduced the agency's federal fund expenditure limitation to bring in line with expected federal revenues in 2005-07. The subcommittee approved performance measure as presented by the agency and directed the agency to develop 2 new ones, one relating to processing of Measure 37 claims and one relating to economic revitalization. Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends Senate Bill 5581 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. Quick comment, this agency is going to face some real challenges in the next 18 months, which I'm sure they'll be reporting back to the e-board for. One is doing the big look, which they're going to get started on and will not complete until the next biennium. And it should be noted that about $1.2 billion in claims are already being adjudicated by this right now under ballot measure 37. That number continues to accelerate much faster than we expected when we first talked to them in January and February. So I expect we'll be hearing from them on the e-board. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Discussion? Objections? Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 5586, State Commission on Children and Families. Senator Bates again.
Senate Bill 5586, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5586 is a budget bill for the State Commission on Children and Families. The Commission supports a statewide system of services for children and families through 36 local county commissions who help develop and carry out local plans for service to children and families and through other community partners and state agencies. The Commission is funded mainly with the General Fund, but also receives federal funds from the Employment Department and the Department of Human Services. Subcommittee on Human Services approved a budget of $45.7 million general fund and $72.6 million total funds. This is $4 million total funds, 5.3% less than the governor's budget for the commission. The recommended budget keeps the current state and local commission structure. It funds flexible grants to local county commissions and targeted funding for the Healthy Start Home Visitation Program, court-appointed special advocates, and relief nurseries. County grants for local programs and services are reduced by $1.3 million general fund, as in the governor's budget. The subcommittee made a further $4 million general fund reduction, which will reduce county grants for the Healthy Start program. A budget note encouraged the commission to target state funds for Healthy Start service to high-risk first-birth families and require a 25% local match. Other budget notes direct further work on community-based delivery of services for children and families and a review of child care regulations and services. The budget includes $6.3 million general fund, $9.6 million total funds, and 4 positions for the shift of juvenile crime prevention funding and program staff now in the Criminal Justice Commission to this commission. Subcommittee on Human Services recommends Senate Bill 5586 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question with respect to the relief nurseries. I wonder if we have staff that could address the funding in this bill as opposed to previous levels of funding.
I'm right.
And also, Mr. Chair, with respect to the proposed nurseries in Albany and Medford.
Staff, please.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, the budget funds relief nurseries at a slightly reduced level from 0305, as in the governor's budget. I believe it's about a $250,000 reduction in the relief nursery funding. On the House side, they added $350,000 general fund to support two new relief nurseries in Albany and Medford, and that is not included in the Senate version of the budget.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Sheila, $200,000 reduction from a what? What was the appropriation level in 0305? Just off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head, Senator, it's about $1.8 million general fund, about $3 million total funds because there's some other funds that are available to relief nurseries as well.
But it's not a federally matchable expenditure, general fund expenditure, so we are not losing match in the $200,000 reduction.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westland, in the commission's budget, that money is not matched. It can be matched at the local level, but it is not matched in the commission's budget.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Bates.
You know, we've agreed to these budgets and passed them up. We understand these are not the final budgets. They're going to be negotiated further, and clearly some things will be added and subtracted. Many of us for our local communities know the importance of these nurseries, and we only have, three operating now. We need them in Albany and Medford, and these are the nurseries that, as we all know, deal with the families at greatest need in our society, and I expect that there will be changes before we complete this process. Thank you, Mr. Pro-Chair.
Thank you. Further discussion? I'd just like to comment on the performance measures in this agency. I think they're outstanding. The agency and staff have bent over backwards in terms of trying to give us really solid, good performance measures that mean something. We can actually track the dollars in every single county in this state, every single provider, basically. So the next session, the subcommittee that's dealing with Commission on Children and Families will really be able to see where and how the monies have generated the best outcomes. And I hope, frankly, that their work is a template for what we'll see in some other agencies, whether it's human services, public safety, or education, or whatever. So it's I really appreciate the hard work that the agency and staff put in on this. It hopefully will pay off for us in the long run. More discussion? No discussion. Objections? Senator Morris. Seeing none, others? Passes. Senate Bill or House Bill 5115A, Oregon State Library, Senator Gordley.
Thank you. House Bill 5115 is the House version of the budget bill for the Oregon State Library. With two exceptions, the bill is equivalent to the Senate's budget adopted in Senate Bill 5568. The general fund services and supplies budget was reduced by 3% or $11,504. And a technical adjustment was made in the PERS rate calculation. Mr. Chair, the Education Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5115A be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5126A, Bureau of Labor and Industry, Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5126A is the budget bill for the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The House Budget Committee approved a budget note directing the prevailing Wage Rate Advisory Committee to evaluate ways to streamline procedures and reduce administrative costs of the program. The bill is otherwise identical to Senate Bill 5588A, which was passed by the Senate on June 7, 2005. I move House Bill 5126A be reported out, do pass.
Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5137A, Real Estate Agency. Senator Johnson, again, please.
Thank you, sir. House Bill 5137A is the budget bill for the Real Estate Agency. This bill is identical to Senate Bill 5609A that was passed by the Senate on June 30, 2005. I move House Bill 5137A be reported out, do pass.
Very good. Thank you. Well-read pony. Discussion? Objection. Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5148, Department of Public Safety Standards and Training Fee Bill. Senator Gordley.
Thank you again. House Bill 5140A is a fee ratification bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. Originally, the bill included increases for 7 fees relating to the agency's private security program, but after further review of updated information, it was determined these fee increases were not required to fund the program. As a result, the fees were returned to their former levels. The proposed amended bill replaces the original fees with the fee for the retired police certification program, which had been mistakenly left out of the original bill. This $40 fee was established during the 2003-05 session and, if approved, will generate roughly $1,000 during 2005-07. House Bill 5140A is identical to Senate Bill 5540, which passed out of the Senate Public Safety Committee June 28th. I recommend House Bill 5140A be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Discussion?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. Now, that was a well-read point.
Thank you, Senator. Objections.
I just want to acknowledge Doug Wilson and all of the LFO staff that we've been working with down in public safety. Absolute delight to work with these great folks who, again, make us all look better.
Tolerable.
Thanks.
Well stated.
Thank you.
Allow us to look.
Further discussion? Objections. Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5146A, Judicial Department. Senator Gordley again.
Okay, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5146A is the budget bill for the Oregon Judicial Department. The bill is identical to Senate Bill 5545-A that was passed by the Senate on June 24, 2005. I move House Bill 5146A be reported out due pass.
Thank you very much. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5157A, Department of Corrections. Senator Gordley obviously doesn't have anyone else on her committee, so she has to carry all these bills all by herself. I don't know what that's all about.
Mr. Chair, we are a committee of two, my other faithful member being Senator Devlin,
and
who,
Mr.
as
Chairman,
you know,
when she has an NRA fee bill, she gives that.
Senator Devlin is doing
real busy,
great work on the education side. This will be very brief. House Bill 5122 is the House version of the Capital Construction Bill for the Department of Corrections. It is identical to Senate Bill 5606A that was passed by the Senate on June 24th. I recommend House Bill 5157A be reported out due pass.
Very good. Discussion? Objection. Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5166A, Computing and Networking Infrastructure Consolidation. Senator Johnson.
Thank you. House Bill 5166A is identical to Senate Bill 5620A, the budget bill for the consolidation of the state computing and networking infrastructure in a newly constructed state data center. Senate Bill 5620A passed the Senate floor on July the 1st. I recommend House Bill 5166A be reported out due pass.
Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5170A, Health-Related Occupational Licensing Board. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5170A is the budget bill for the 9 health-related licensing boards and is identical to Senate Bill 5626A that was approved by the committee on July 1, 2005. I recommend House Bill 5170A be reported out to pass.
Discussion? Objection. Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5171A, Health-Related Occupational Licensing Boards, a fee bill. Senator Gordley.
Thank you.
I'm going to move that to the bottom. I take that back, please. We're going to hold off on that. Sorry, Senator. If we'll skip over that to House Bill 5172A, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Kocher. House Bill 5172 is the budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. The bill also allocates Measure 66 lottery funds to other state agency. The bill is identical to Senate Bill 5623. It was passed out by the full committee of the Senate Special Committee on Budget on July 1st, 2005. I move the House Bill 5162 be reported out due pass. I will not call this a watershed change, but at least it's the same bill.
Discussion. Objection. Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5173A, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board's Capital Construction. Senator Bates again.
House Bill 5173 provides the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board with a six-year limitation for capital expenditure projects funded by Measure 66 Lowry Funds. The bill is identical to Senate Bill 5624 that was passed out by the full committee of the Senate Special Committee on Budget on July 1st, 2005. I move House Bill 5170 to be reported out due pass.
Very good. Discussion. Objection. Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 420A, related to Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission, Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 420A was referred to the Senate Special Committee on Budget from the Senate Rules Committee. The bill requires the Oregon Law Commission to complete a comprehensive project on the reform of government ethics and submit a report to the legislature by October the 1st, 2006. The report is to include recommendations on the organizational structure and processes for administering and enforcing government ethics laws, recommendations related to the ethical standards of public officials, public employees, and lobbyists, and recommendations on funding and legislation. The subcommittee adopted amendments to provide the Department of Administrative Services with a one-time $224,000 general fund appropriation for payment to the Oregon Law Commission to finance this project. The funds will be used for a staff attorney dedicated to the project and for a part-time clerical support and services and supplies related to producing the report. The subcommittee discussed the importance of the project and the expectation that the Law Commission will use the provided funding exclusively for the review of government ethics laws required by SB 420. The subcommittee also requested that the Law Commission provide a status report on the project to the emergency board. The subcommittee also noted the contribution of Willamette University to the successful functioning of the Oregon Law Commission. The General Government Subcommittee recommends SB 420A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Very good. Discussion. I'd just like to thank the committee for its very, very, very good work on this, and the Policy Committee also for all the work they did. This hopefully will lead us to a better situation next session. Senator Morris.
Mr. Chairman, I noticed the write-up was 420B.
It'll be 420B when I drop it.
Okay. Thank you.
Discussion. Objections. Seeing none? So ordered. 420B. House Bill 3230B, related to Oregon Disabilities Commission. Senator Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 3230 transfers the Oregon Disabilities Commission to the Department of Human Services and creates the Oregon Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services Program. The transfer will allow the Commission to focus on its core functions, advocacy, and outreach. The establishment of the Oregon Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services Program will improve services to individuals who are deaf to hard of hearing by ensuring that resources targeted to these services are directed to the highest priority needs. Currently, the Commission's primarily revenue source is a special payment from the Department. The transfer eliminates the need for double budgeting and generates a small general fund savings. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends House Bill 3230B be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, can I just say that...
We have one more bill if it may matter.
Oh, sure. Oh, I didn't think they were back yet.
Are we ready for that, staff?
Mr. Chair, we have a slight issue with the amendments there, and I would suggest we just pick it up at your next full committee meeting.
Okay, that sounds fine. So we'll hold over House Bill 5171A, the Health-Related Occupational License Board's fee bill, and pick it up in a couple days. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Senator Carter.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Senator Westland and Senator Bates, as you know, were the two staple members on the Human Services Committee and had done a lot of hard work on the total budget. So I don't want to be found remiss in not saying to you and to other listeners what a good job they've done. And they were responsible for basically doing the deaf and hard of hearing budget and finding a home for it, even though we had talked about it in our budget procedures. But I want to give them kudos for their hard work.
That's very nice of you.
I wouldn't give him any of
them. Well, you're a nicer person than I am.
Steve March, too. The purpose of the March is involved.
That's right, Steve March. I want to definitely give kudos to him.
That's very good work. All kidding aside. Any other
discussion? I could, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I failed to recall when I was casting a vote ORS 637.221 that indicates that, at least to my reading, when a Senate Special Committee on Budget passes more than 15 budgets out to the floor with a due pass recommendation, that there can be not be only one no vote. So as a just adhering to the reading of my law,
making this up as he goes along for the record,
just a reading my reading of the law, I would like to change my vote on Senate Bill 5586 in solidarity with my comrade from Albany.
Let the record show that will not change the outcome. Yeah, well, that's right. You've been dissing certain people. That would be touching. Seeing no objections, how do you vote?
No.
So record. Thank you. Senator Carter, one more announcement?
One more announcement. Everybody join me in singing happy birthday to Rocco. Look, he's
yeah, baby.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rocco. Happy birthday to you.
I can see why some of you guys don't sing out in public.
We're adjourned.